hear the British Lock lady.
Talk Radio.
Lock Talk Radio getting ready to start. They did actually start. Welcome, Blog Talk Radio. We're so happy to have you guys with us. We know we have been missing you much lately because Blog Talk Radio seems to have been having some serious issues. And every night for about a month or a month and a half, at the very beginning of the program, they keep putting up a banner for us saying we're currently experiencing an issue with our live broadcast system and our engineers are working to fix it. And sometimes it starts and sometimes it doesn't. So if you've been trying to get through to us on there, we apologize on behalf of Blog Talk Radio. But we're so glad that you made it tonight. And last night, it actually looks like it let you on, too. So that's awesome. Does everybody have their plans set for New Year's Eve? My plan, is to be with you. And then Ripley and Roman and I... are just going to hang out. Pastor's going to be in the truck. So we'll probably be all on the program here together, unless you have other plans. But even more important, have you made any thoughts of your New Year's things, the things that you're going to determined to leave behind, those things that need to be left behind for the new year, and the new things that you are endeavoring to bring into the new year or start. Well, that's why I don't usually call them resolutions, because that's everybody's first thought about that. So I don't like to usually call them resolutions, but I guess, yeah, that is what it comes down to. But it's starting, it's new beginnings of new and positive things and leaving out the old and bringing in the new. Amen. Yeah. Amen. We declare it right now. Oh, and I just got back to the other screen. I apologize. I was talking in the dark to you all again. Here I am. While I was setting up, I did not realize I was not on. But here we go. I'm going to share the screen right now, and let's get started with our pledges and our opening prayers. Well, let me get those pulled up over here. So anyways, yeah, it'll be a... It will be a wonderful new year for all of us, for new and greater things, both in our country and in our own lives. And that's what we need to be seeking and not give up on it. All right, there we go. Here we go. Our pledge to the Christian flag. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands, one Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again, with life and liberty to all who believe. And then our pledge to the American flag. I was going to say, as soon as I find my mouse, there it is. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. and our community of faith opening prayer. Father, we pray these prayers and make these declarations boldly through the blood of Jesus as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence, power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that lives will be changed forever by the word of God, and glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And then let's also pray these verses. Are you guys not? Okay. I just happened to look and it looked like I didn't have the screen shared, but it was just a serious lag in YouTube. So welcome Rebecca and Roger and Tracy to YouTube. We love you guys. We're so happy to have you with us. And we have Sister Phyllis and Zoom. And here we go. Let's pray these two verses again. We pray these over Israel, Father. We pray them over the United States of America and every lost person in our lives. And we pray these as well over the terrorists and everyone blindly supporting them, Lord. We pray Ephesians 1:17, that you, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give to them the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. And Jeremiah 24:7, God, give them a heart to know you, that you are the Lord, and they shall be your people, and you will be their God, for they shall return to you with their whole hearts. Amen. And amen. Tonight, after I got back to the house and was taking Rippy out to, well, I was actually already out, but I was letting Ripley go to the bathroom before we came up to the house, and there was fireworks going off like crazy. I figured they'd wait until... Were they? Oh, okay. Well, I know tomorrow night, you know, on New Year's Eve, people usually really set them off. But yeah, they would be advertising tonight, wouldn't they? For everybody to come get them. Yeah. Funny. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because the second just about any male person hears fireworks go off, they think, I want some. I was going to say, at least that's what my husband says. I want some. Yep. And some of those fireworks now, it's just amazing they just paint pictures with them anymore. No, we just like the fireworks. Oh, my. Yes. Yep. Yep, we all have learned so much in this last year, haven't we? My dog and cats freak out at fireworks. Ripley and Roman don't get scared. They don't. They are the most laid-back critters you've ever seen. It's so funny. No, they're pretty much not fazed by anything. Roman has never been a freaky cat. In fact, you know, most cats, when you start a vacuum or anything, they run. And Roman will lay in the middle of the floor. And when you get close to him, he'll lift his leg up so you can vacuum around him. He's never motivated to move. Nothing bothers him. And he travels. He travels as well as Ripley does. So. Yeah, we're just visiting. Yes. Oh my. Yeah, I never thought about that. okay. And what situation, Mom? Oh my, yeah. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Okay, so the first verse, let's read. The Pharisees, that we'll go a few verses ahead. I'm going to go to Matthew 12:24. Now, when the Pharisees heard it, they said, "This fellow does not cast out demons except by Beelzebub, the ruler of the demons." But Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself will not stand. If Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand?" He could have said, duh, at the end of that, but that would have just been us. Anyways, 27, "And if I cast out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your sons cast them out? Before they shall be judged, therefore they shall be your judges. But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. Or how can one enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man, and then he will plunder his house?" Matthew 12:30, "He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters abroad. Therefore, I say to you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven men, but the blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven men." Yeah. "Anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him. But whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven him, either in this age or in that which is to come." What was the other one? Yeah. I did. It's in Matthew 10:33. So I'm going to read, starting at verse 26. "Therefore, do not fear them, for there is nothing covered that will not be revealed, and hidden that will not be known. Whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light, and what you hear in the ear, preach on the housetop. And do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Verse 29, are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin? And not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven." What a terrifying thought. I think you need to... Yeah. Well, did you want me to do Genesis 12 or Exodus 12? All right. So very interesting. I was hoping we could revisit the John Ramirez in spiritual warfare. Well, we have to tell you this. As Pastor said, we'll talk about it a little bit later. Tonight when we were getting set up for the program or getting things together before I took Pastor to the truck, we have two strikes against us on YouTube for copyright infringement. And one of them is Kevin Zadi's messages. So we have written a letter to them to ask them, because we thought we had permission. He tells us to share his message, but that's what one of the infringements is. So we played John Ramirez through him. But anyways, until we get this squared around and get these strikes removed, we're not going to be able to revisit any of those messages that we've played of others before, which I don't know how they give you different permissions to do that. But anyways, we've written a letter to Kevin Zadi and to ask them to clear this up so we get the strikes off of our YouTube, because one more strike and they'll just take us right off. So that is the lady in Colorado. Oh my goodness. We need to start binding the enemy every time something like this happens. Bind every attack against these people. And that's the biggest thing. We need to start standing up against these spirits of darkness. They have to stop when we tell them to stop. And we have to know that. And then speak Jesus into whatever the situation is. I know there's so many things going on, horrible things going on around the world. And it said that in the end, darkness will cover the earth, severe darkness, but we know we win. So we trust in our God, and we know our God is a just and holy God, and he's not willing that any should perish. So your question about if they just believed in God and not Jesus, will they go to heaven? Will they have to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior? Or will God give them a second chance? Well, it says they have to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Anything beyond that will be between them and God at the judgment. But we know we have a just God that is not, like I said, willing that any should perish. And that's what we hang on to. We know he's just. We know he's just. So here we go. Exodus 12. This is talking about the Passover, going back to Phyllis's question, how Jesus celebrated New Year's Eve. Here we go. Now the Lord spoke to Moses. This was before Jesus, but it gives us the context of what the Jewish year is. Now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be your beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb, according to the house of his father, a lamb for a household. And if the household is too small for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next to his house take it according to the number of the persons. According to each man's need, you shall take your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. Now you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at twilight. And they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and on the lintels of the house where they eat it. Then they shall eat the flesh of that night. The flesh on that night, roasted in fire, with unleavened bread and with bitter herbs, they shall eat it. doesn't that, that's an interesting thing to me, the bitter herbs. It's like, is there an area that they're going to be going through that they would be vulnerable to virus or something? What is it in that bitter herbs? Because God gave us, you know, the plants to heal. And he was so specific about so many things like that. It's like, what is it specifically that he was preventing them from getting by requiring that they eat the bitter herbs? And do not eat the meat raw. Do not eat it raw nor boiled. That's what they represented. Do not eat it raw nor boiled at all with water, but roasted in fire, its head with its legs and its entrails. You shall let none of it remain until morning, and what remains of it until morning you shall burn with fire. And thus you shall eat it, with a belt on your waist, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. So you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt on that night, and will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both men and beasts. And against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. Now the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. So this day shall be to you a memorial, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall keep it as a feast by an everlasting ordinance. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. On the first day you shall remove leaven from your houses. For whoever eats leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that person shall be cut off from Israel. On the first day there shall be a holy convocation, and on the seventh day there shall be a holy convocation for you. No manner of work shall be done on them, but that which everyone must eat, that only may be prepared by you. So you shall observe the Feast of Unleavened Bread, for on this same day I will have brought your armies out of the land of Egypt. Therefore you shall observe this day throughout your generations as an everlasting ordinance. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, at evening, you shall eat unleavened bread until the 21st day of the month at evening. For 7 days, no leaven shall be found in your houses, since whoever eats what is leavened, that same person shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he's a stranger or a native of the land. Verse 20, you shall eat nothing leavened. In all your dwellings, you shall eat unleavened bread. Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said to them, pick out and take lambs for yourselves according to the families and kill the Passover lamb. And you shall take a bunch of hyssop, dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and two doorposts with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out of the door of this house until morning. For the Lord will pass through to strike the Egyptians. And when he sees the blood on the lintel and on the two doorposts, the Lord will pass over the door and not allow the destroyer to come into your houses to strike you. And you shall observe this thing as an ordinance for you and your sons forever. It will come to pass when you come to the land which the Lord will give you, just as he promised, that you shall keep this service. And it shall be when your children say to you, what do you mean by this service, that you shall say, it is the Passover sacrifice of the Lord, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt when he struck the Egyptians and delivered our households. So the people bowed their heads and worshiped. Then the children of Israel went away and did so, just as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron. So they did. The 10th plague, the death. Amen. And here, Tracy, too, you said, how can they say they are Christian if they're against Jews? That's an oxymoron. The Jews or Christians, many of the Christians believe that because the Jews killed Jesus, that's their reason for hating the Jews. They just didn't realize that they don't understand that their Messiah has come. So that's what most of them, that's what most of them say. It's the Jews that killed Jesus. So that's why they're against them. And Roger, hyssop is, it's an herb. It's kind of like, it looks almost like a palm branch, but it's much smaller, but it's an herb. Say that again. I can't. If you have your headset on, though, I can't usually hear it then anyway. But is it going? My goodness sakes. This has been one of those challenging evenings. But we win. Yeah, amen. There you go. We can hear you now. We are happy. We're amused just listening to you. Amen. Are you still with us? All right. We can now. We didn't for a minute there. It was... Matthew 10:32 was whoever confesses me before men.
Right, Matthew chapter 10.
Matthew 12:30, he who is not with me is against me. Yeah, they were in closed hearing. Yeah. Oh, my. Oh, my. So many. I don't. Was this something Tracy asked? Thank you. Right. Yeah. Yes, we did. Couldn't get back to my... where was that? Yeah, that was 12:30, Matthew 12:30. Does not gather. Yeah. Oh, yeah. There you go. Actually, do you need to be made host? What are you trying to do? Okay. Thank you. 9 o'clock. Oh my goodness. I haven't thought about that in a long time, Saved by the Bell.
Thank you.
I got it. I don't know, but that is way back there. Questions? There you go. A whole new word for the dictionary. It is. And Roger, hyssop is a healing herb. They use it for a lot of different things for healing, but it's also used for a perfume, and you can also eat it as a flavoring for food, too. It's an all-around useful herb. No, hyssop is an herb. Yes. Amen. Thank you. I think you covered a lot of territory. Am I muted? I'm muted again. I think you've covered a lot of territory. We answered a lot of questions tonight, so that is really good. Thank you guys so much for the questions. Yeah. Quarter after. Thank you. Yeah. Okay. Well, if we stay just on Zoom, we can still watch them. Okay, good night. We love you. You're welcome. Good night, John Boyd. Good night. All right, so we are going to receive communion. We're going to receive communion together. So I... Whoops, 23. So what's going to happen here is I'm going to read the verses out of the Bible that talk about communion, and run and get your communion elements, your grape juice and your cracker or bread or whatever you're going to use. If you don't have grape juice, or crackers or bread. You can use something else. We bless and sanctify our elements before we do them. If there's anyone with us tonight or anyone that sees this message in the future that has not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, this is the perfect night to make that decision. You don't have to have your life all together. You don't have to be a Bible scholar yet. All of that will come after you make the decision for Christ. We're going to pray the prayer. I'm going to put it up on the screen so the words will be there. You can pray it out loud. We'll all pray together, and you can receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and then you'll be able to receive communion with us too. And this will be the night to change your entire life. So here we go. I'm going to read the verses right now out of communion, or about communion. And they're in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and I'm going to start reading at verse 23. Welcome Sunday. Love you. Glad you're here. Here we go. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner drinks judgment, eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. And by judging ourselves, that means realizing we are sinners and we need a Savior, and Jesus is that Savior. And then we're going to go to 1 John 4, verses 17 and 18, talking about God's love for us. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. So now I'm going to share the screen, and we'll pray the prayer of salvation. And as we always say, you have prayed this prayer over and over, it's still a wonderful rededication and refreshment to your soul to pray it again. So please pray it out loud. It's not giving. Oh, there we go. Wasn't giving me the share screen spot. Here is our prayer of salvation. Pray this out loud and mean this from the very depths of your heart. This is the prayer that will change your life and your eternity. Here we go. I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God. and that you died for me and rose again on the third day. Now reach out your hands to Jesus and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life and make you my Lord and Savior. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the Word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. And if you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we would like to say welcome to the family of God. We're so happy for you. This just changed your whole life in your whole eternity. And we'd love to hear from you, hear that you made that decision. Our contact information is in the notes in YouTube. After the end of just about every program, or you can also go to SamuelJCottle.com. That is our community of faith webpage. So our information is there, and there are prayers and other things there as well. So, and please join us whenever you can. We're here 7 days a week at some point in time. Our schedule is actually in the notes in YouTube too. So we'd love to have you with us. And this is a wonderful family of believers that will be a great support for you and your new walk. We'd be glad to help answer any questions you have and help bring any understanding. So we're so happy, and now you're welcome to receive communion with us. So let's everybody hold up our communion elements. I'll do the communion prayer the same way. I'll put the words up on the screen so we can pray it together. We'll first pray over the bread and receive it, and then we'll pray over the juice and receive it. So here we go. Father, we thank you for these communion elements. And we bless them and sanctify them for this time of communion with you, Lord. Now I'm going to share the screen again. And here we go. Whoops, let me stop my video. Here we go. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these communion elements today. This bread representing your broken body, and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. And here's the prayer. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord, and by your stripes I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, there is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body from your broken body, Jesus. In the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer, I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen, and let's receive the bread together. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for everything you suffered to save us. And we remember this now. And now lift up your juice. And we pray, now I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word in remembrance of your blood shed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. And here we go. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. And let's receive the juice together. We thank you, Lord, for your cleansing, healing, life-giving blood. We thank you. And thank you all for joining us in communion. Sister Phyllis, are you in a place where you can read verses, or do you have things going on? Okay, whatever you would like to read, what do you have pulled up? All right. And we love those two. Perfect. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Yeah. Every eye will see him coming in the clouds. Hallelujah. Okay, I'm going to share screen again, and let's close up tonight with our Psalms 23 and Psalm 91. That's perfect. Perfect way for us to end tonight, I believe. So here is Psalm 23 on the screen. Declare this boldly over yourself. Lord, you are my shepherd. I shall not want. You make me to lie down in green pastures. You lead me beside the still waters. You restore my soul. You lead me in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen and hallelujah. And now Psalm 91 from the Jerusalem Doubleday Bible. Since you live in the shelter of Elyon and make your home in the shadow of Shaddai, you can say to Yahweh, my refuge, my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. He rescues you from the snares of fowlers hoping to destroy you. He covers you with his feathers, and you find shelter underneath his wings. You need not fear the terrors of night, the arrow that flies in the daytime, this plague that stalks in the dark, the scourge that wreaks havoc in broad daylight. Though 1,000 fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, you yourself shall remain unscathed with his faithfulness for shield and buckler. You have only to look around to see how the wicked are repaid. You who can say, Yahweh, my refuge, and make Elyon your fortress, no disaster can overtake you. No plague come near your tent. He will put you in his angel's charge to guard you wherever you go. They will support you on their hands so you don't hurt your foot against a stone. You will tread on lion and adder and trample on savage lions and dragons. God said, I rescue all who cling to me. I protect whoever knows my name. I answer everyone who invokes me. I am with them when they are in trouble. I bring them safety and honor. I give them life long and full, and I show them how I can save. Amen. And thank you, Lord. Thank you, Phyllis, for reading for us. Thank you all for being with us. And we'll be back tomorrow, 11 o'clock Central, 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And like Pastor said, we're still planning on getting together tomorrow night. We're not sure if it'll be on Zoom and YouTube or just Zoom, but we'll let you know. But we'll see you tomorrow morning. Have a wonderful rest of your night. God bless your sleep. And remember, we love you, and God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. Have a great night, everybody.